You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We just came back there from a set of, well, I guess we could say new old music in that last pair of tracks.
Oh, definitely newer music, especially ending off there with a pair of songs from Vipers. If you're not familiar with them, they're a garage punk group from Toronto. They've been making music since about the mid-2000s, I want to say. And there hasn't been a lot coming out of them in recent years until we've had this surprise release called Welcome to the Gutter. Selected demos, 2020 through 2023. This is a surprise release and is kind of in lieu of a proper studio record, but it is a great small collection of songs. Highly recommended if you were a fan of this band when they were releasing music more regularly a few years back. From that, we heard the songs Lashes and Lead and Loser.
Before that, we heard music from Pack Rat, actually, from an EP called Bite My Tongue. We heard the song New Kind of Love. Part of that, we heard music that from a band we don't actually know too much about. Brass Up.
Brass
Lip. Lip, sorry. Brass Lip.
Yeah.
I can read.
Of course you can. Okay. Now, Brass Lip, of course, named after a very infamous punk independent zine. And it's very hard to find any information about them online. I don't really know where they hail from. I just know that they are Canadian. They have this EP titled Brass Lip Volume 1, which is really great lo-fi punk. We heard the track Father Yod from that. Hopefully we get some more information about that group, because I'd love to share some details about them. A band that we do have some information on, though, is who we heard before that, the British punk group Idols. And this album is a little bit different for the group. It's titled Tank, or Tank. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce it.
T-A-N-G-K.
And this is a follow-up to their previous release, where the band is trying to explore a greater sense of space in their compositions and just not do the straight-ahead, rah-rah punk stuff that they were known for and what they cut their teeth on. This one actually sees more experimentation, even delving into a little bit of electronics, especially thanks to producer Nigel Godrick, who is best known for work with Radiohead and Beck, to name a few artists. We chose one of the more straight-ahead rocking numbers on here, but trust me, there's some ones that go out to space on this number, which will probably play a little bit later on in the year as it passes. But we heard the track, I can barely say it because I'm just so excited to say the title of the song, Hall & Oates.
Yes.
So good.
And then we had another track starting off, set before that, new music from the latest release by Mannequin Pussy. This band, this album has been getting a lot of attention, and there's a reason. It's really great. And the album is called
I Got Heaven.
Yeah.
And it really is an expansion of their sound. The Philadelphia group were really known for being kind of scuzzy, almost like post-hardcore, but they're really refining their sound. There is still some of that hardcore element on this release, but there's a lot more room for the compositions to breathe. There's even elements of ambience going on in here, which I really appreciate. I think this might be the strongest thing yet from the Philadelphia group. From I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy, we heard the song Sometimes.
All right, and we're going to continue next with more music, a mixture of new and some newer music. We're going to start off with a band that we've played a lot from in the last year, Mono Negatives, based out of London, Ontario. To describe this band, I guess they go by synth punk, but they really have their own thing going. Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely have the synth, they have the punk, they got a little garage, little noise. I don't know, really. It's different.
It's like, you know what? Everyone can put whatever they want on their pizza, and this band puts all the things that you think would taste horrible, and yet it comes out tasty.
All right.
Was that a good analogy?
It's a tasty pizza of music.
All right, that's pizza, some good stuff.
I'm getting hungry. Okay, so we're going to start off with that. And actually, this set's kind of interesting. I didn't think about it until looking at the playlist right here. We have one Canadian band, and then a bunch of bands from different parts of
the world.
Yeah, so let's get started. We're going to hear Mono Negatives, also some newer music from Andrew Savage, based the lead singer and songwriter in Parquet Courts. And we're also going to hear music from the Wales band The Bug Club, who came through Windsor last year, and also new music from Hooper Crescent out of Australia. All really cool stuff. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Thank you. like sugar in the shower when I don't sing. Like a broken mockingbird that's put in pawn and traded in for diamond jewelry. That shines but only briefly, like the golden heart of fall, where the afternoons wane quickly and your breath floats in the final beams of evening. But I don't need dollars, pounds, or pesos to know I am rich. I got people who allow themselves to love me and are insane enough to be loved. You don't need to be a witness to have witness, and I'm with you now, that's certain. Civilize me from the wilderness of constant mercy, guarding a nursery of life. That drifts inside me
that's been it. This has been the latest episode of Revolution Rock. Adam and David here with you your Saturday evening, bringing you rock and roll, and we're just about done, as I mentioned. We do encourage you to stay tuned to CJM throughout your Saturday night. We do have Mark Casabon with the Cowboys and Indies program up next. And as always, check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com for more information about the music we play and the bands that we love.
And we should mention what we heard in that set, or should we just not?
Well, we could just be in silence for 10 minutes. Well, probably not. Let's talk about the Welsh group The Bug Club, who did perform an incendiary show here in Windsor not too long ago, at the tail end of last year.
Yeah, really, really great stuff. And I think they hadn't been to Canada before. Like, they mostly just toured in Europe. And yeah, they got this double album out called Rare Birds, Hour of Song. And they're pretty unique, kind of mixing elements of, like, maybe early 2000s garage with indie and
some post-punk elements, yeah. A little bit of psych as well. I really dig this group. Hopefully they come back to Canada. We give them a warm welcome to encourage them to return. Regardless, we heard Antique Heirlooms from them. Prior to that, we heard some music from Andrew Savage, who goes under the name A. Savage for his solo releases. Of course, Mr. Savage is best known for his work with Parquet Courts, but he's put out a pair of really good solo records, and this one might be exceptionally, exceptionally good. It's called Several Songs About Fire.
We heard the song Thanksgiving Prayer. The sound, yeah, different, a little bit different instrumentation, not on all the songs, but on most of the songs on this. And as you were mentioning, he always has really great lyrical depth. But this one is a little different. It hits different. And this was a song, I think, that came out as a single preceding any album announcement online. And Thanksgiving Prayer was the song we heard. And one of the many great songs on this release.
Featuring an incredible saxophone performance as well.
Yeah, great sax there. Before that, we heard music from Australia's Hooper Crescent. We heard a track from their latest and debut release, Essential Tremors. And we've played music from them before. They had a single out a couple months back. And we heard a song called Wrong Direction from this release. We'll hear more on some upcoming episodes. And then we started off with London, Ontario's Mono Negatives, synth punk, demented synth punk. What do you want to call it? I don't know, but it's great. And we heard something from their latest release, Crossing Visual Field. Highly recommended. We heard Testing Capability. If you want to know a little more about the band, you can head on over to revrock.blogspot.com. We did a brief interview with them for the website last year. And we're going to end off the show, actually, with music from Beck.
That's right. So we did play some music from Beck earlier on in the program, since we're celebrating 40 years. Oh, I'm sorry, 30 years of Mellow
yes.
Gold. You see, you got me doing it now.
Okay. Yes, 30 years of Mellow Gold.
30 years. And yeah. We did play a split single that they recorded with Sonic Youth, in which Sonic Youth recorded a Beck song and Beck recorded a Sonic Youth song. So we're going to play Beck's cover of Green Light, a great song from Sonic Youth that originally was featured on 1985's Evil. So we're going to end off the show with that. If there's time, we might play something else from the Smiths, since there was another anniversary release we celebrated from them. But chances are this is how we're going to end up the program. With that said, tune in next Saturday night, 7 to 9. Me and Dave are going to be back. And as always, go to cjam.ca for more information about the station that hosts us.
Green light of a singing crayon eyes. Then I kiss the stomach. Then I realize the light is the night. I'm not blind. I believe in you. I see green. crayon eyes. Then I kiss her stomach, stand to realize her life.
About these things, he knows so much about.